In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is born. Thank you. When we take the time to think and reflect on the birth of a child, as I have for the last 3 weeks, and been woken up to reflect on the birth of a child, and changed diapers to reflect on the birth of a child, and all of the things that come with it, we think and we experience a host of things, from the parents, joy, happiness, maybe some fear. Am I ready? Am I doing this right? Do I have enough diapers? Siblings, excitement, they want to help, maybe a little bit of jealousy in there. Grandparents are just over the moon and can't wait until they can spoil the new grandchild. All of these things we within our family experience when a new child is born. But it's interesting. While I'm sure that Christ's family experienced these emotions, we don't hear it. But instead, we hear that they react with wonder and with amazement. In the hymnology that we heard this morning in the royal hours, Joseph says pointedly to Mary, "Mary, what is this I see in you? I cannot understand it, and I'm amazed, and my mind is struck with dismay." And then later in the hours, we hear that it's not only Adam, Joseph, all of humanity, but the angels who wonder and are mystified by what is taking place in front of them. And they say, "Before your birth, O Lord, the host of angels already perceived the mystery, yet they were struck with wonder and they trembled." One final place in the hymns that I'd like to bring to your attention is a hymn we hear from the mid of November until today in the Orthros service. And it starts, "We had first Joseph, then the angels, and now speaking on behalf of all of us, the faithful," the hymnographer writes, "I see here a strange and paradoxical mystery. The Son of God, the co-eternal with the Father, takes on humanity." And this is a paradox. "He who gave life to all of us is born as a child." And this is a paradox. "A virgin gives birth." And this is a paradox. "All human beings were born to live and to live in God's company. And the fact that we die is a result of our sin and is an aberration of God's plan. And yet, Christ is the only human being who is born for the purpose of his death, which leads to his resurrection and the resurrection of all of us. This purpose of his life is a paradox. All of these defy logic, and nothing of our faith is in fact logical. But the triumph of our Lord bears witness to the truth of the paradoxes we believe. All too often we're confronted and asked to present our faith in a discernible way, in a way that others around us can comprehend. It's a mystery. It's a paradox. We can only answer, embrace, and marvel at the mystery like the angels, like Joseph, like all the faithful Orthodox Christians. Ponder on the birth of Christ, and you will never understand it. Accept it, believe it, and place it within your heart, and it will bring you salvation. The mystery of God, who was born a man to a virginal mother, in order that we might die and resurrect, that he might die and resurrect us with him. Answer: glorify the Son of God, now the Son of Man, and worship that which is beyond understanding. Amen.